This is a future episode of Implausible Engineering, Hopping Universes. The day is coming when our universe will start winding down towards heat death, and our by then close to immortal descendants will be thinking about finding a fresh young universe to continue in. After all, here we are, living in a universe that apparently popped out of nowhere, quite literally, since the whole idea of a universe is that it contains space-time. So whatever nothingness that it did pop out of had neither space nor time dimensions. There's no clear reason why we shouldn't assume that other universes regularly pop out of that same dimensionless nothingness from which ours popped out of. All those different universes may live out their multi-billion-year existence, oblivious to the fact that other universes are out there doing the same thing. That is, bursting brightly into existence and then slowly fading away into entropic chaos until the very last black hole has evaporated. Of course, hopping from our universe to another is going to be challenging. It's also going to be challenging to determine whether you will actually be hopping into a younger and equivalently habitable universe. It is possible that other universes may be uninhabitable to us or other beings just because their settings aren't right. For example, the fine structure constant might be set differently so protons, electrons and neutrons don't associate into atoms, or perhaps fusion can't occur at high temperatures and densities, which means no stars. Or perhaps in other universes, space-time will have different tenses, so that you might get spaghettified as soon as you enter one. And who knows if you always get protons and neutrons cooling out of a quark soup. Just because it happened in our universe doesn't mean that's how it will always happen. Although, it is entirely possible that that is the way it always happens. We'll just have to see. Anyhow, to make any progress here, we first need to send an extra universal probe that can drop out of our universe, find others, and then report back. This is tricky since you'd think it first has to get to the edge of our universe and then continue on. That's tricky since even travelling at light speed won't get you to the edge of our universe, which we assume is by now moving away from us at a cumulative expansion rate that well exceeds the speed of light. So what you really want is a probe that can somehow just drop out of our universe into the dimensionless nothingness from which our universe arose, and then somehow transverse that nothingness to reach other universes. This all seems pretty unlikely, even implausible, you might say, but if you can manage to get a probe out there, then following it yourself should be relatively straightforward. One solution suggests itself from the hypothetical geometry of wormholes, which are often portrayed as narrow tubes of space-time which seem to project out of our universe and then loop back to it again at another point. That seems like a potential shortcut out of our universe, although rather than entering a wormhole, you could just punch through space-time into the dimensionless nothingness. Here we are oversimplifying things a bit. Since space-time is not a two-dimensional surface, the way it's often portrayed in science documentary animations. So you don't so much punch through it as to extend its four-dimensional curvature to such an extreme that it kind of breaks, or at least it can no longer contain you. Getting space-time to curve to that extreme would involve a huge degree of spatial contraction and time dilation. So the probe, and perhaps later the crewed vessel, would face structural integrity challenges, but hopefully whatever mechanism you've used to push through space-time can also work to protect your vessel. The time dilation aspect means that since you have to send the probe first, you'll have an awful long wait for it to punch out, perhaps millions or even billions of years, even though it will seem a relatively quick process to it and later to you if you end up following it. So it's just as well our far future descendants will be close to immortal when they attempt all this. On the bright side, once your probe, or you, are out in the dimensionless nothingness, you would no longer be crossing distance over time, since no such dimensions exist. So regardless of what span of nothingness may lie between ours and an adjacent universe, it would take no time to search and find that universe. In other words, if there are other universes out there, there would be a seeming inevitability in you finding them as soon as you started looking. However, it's unclear how the structural integrity of either your probe or a subsequent crewed transport vehicle will fare within dimensionless nothingness, since we are normally accommodated within the comfortable curving space-time of our universe. Out in dimensionless nothingness, you and your vehicle might be crushed down to a single point or otherwise spread infinitely outwards, since within dimensionless nothingness, there is nothing to accommodate anything that is something. Once again, the trick is to send the probe out first. And if you never hear from it again, you'll know it's time to embrace the oncoming entropic chaos as your universe draws to a close. But still, it is clearly true that universes manage to barge their way into, or out of, nothing, so perhaps you just need to trigger a small-scale quantum fluctuation that would allow your probe to punch out of our space-time and then float through dimensionless nothingness within a bubble of superpositioning, where the probe is both there but also not there. And since it is in nothingness, there's no danger of an external observer confirming whether it is actually there or not. And again, since it's in dimensionless nothingness, the whole experience will have no duration in time anyway. So that's it, really. Build your probe, trigger a quantum fluctuation, the probe punches out of our universe, pre-programmed to do the same thing in reverse upon its return leg. And then if it does come back, with good news about an adjacent, young, and existence-friendly universe, you just follow its trajectory, punching out, and then punching into your new home an instant later. Implausible? Sure. Worth a shot? Absolutely.